Hi, and welcome to this taster demo of using three apps on your Mac as of the last Mac OS update, of course. And these are the new apps that Apple made available on the Mac OS operating system. And of course, the ones that I'm talking about are the Home app, the News app, and the Voice Memos app. Of course, we've also got the Stocks app as well, but I never use that one anyway, so I'm not doing it in this demo. And all this demo is just to alert you on how useful these three apps are and their usability. I'm not going to go through setting them up and reconfiguring and all that sort of stuff with them. I'm just going to show you how I primarily use them. As usual, let me just check RAM on my Mac here. I'm just going to do Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-D to go to my desktop.
Desktop, group.
And I'm going to do Shift-Command-A, applications.
Now an application.
And the first one I'm going to do is a Home app.
Home app application.
So that's the one I used all the time, and I just typed in HOM and did command O to open it.
Home. Now in Home, Window, Toolbar.
Okay, and there's a toolbar. I'm just going to go to the right with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Accessories, scroll area.
That's the accessories scroll area, and interact with that.
In accessories, scroll area, heading, David's Home.
Okay, David's Home, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Lounge room humidity 37%, pergola humidity 68%.
Okay,
lounge
so
room humidity 37%, pergola humidity 68%.
So that's the lounge room humidity and the outdoor humidity in the pergola.
Two outlets on.
I've kind of got two outlets on.
Lounge room 27.0 degrees, pergola 28.0 degrees. Lounge room 27.
Okay, as you can tell, the inside and outdoor temperatures are very close together, and of course that's in Celsius.
Details. Details.
That's details.
Heading, favorite scenes.
Then we've got heading, favorite scenes.
Boys lights off, on.
Boys lights off is currently on.
Boys lights on, off button.
And boys lights on is currently off.
Heading, favorite accessories.
And here's my favorite accessories.
Ellen's electric blanket, master bedroom, off button.
So Ellen's electric blanket, currently off. Of course, it's the middle of the summertime, so God knows why one electric blanket.
Owen's lamp, Owen's room, off button.
So Owen's lamp is currently off.
Lachlan's lamp, Lachlan's room, off
same
button.
For Lachlan.
Fan, toy room, off button.
The toy room fan is off. Now, if I wanted to turn it on now, I can just do VO spacebar on this item.
Fan, toy room, off button.
And I heard the click as the switch turned on and the beep, which means with the little remote for the fan, I can start using the fan. And the reason I've got this fan on and the fans that I haven't got to yet in the boys' rooms is because they keep leaving them on during the day and we're chewing through the power. So let me just turn this one off
fan,
again.
Toy room, on, button.
Yeah, it's off. Click.
Owen's fan. Owen's room. On. Button.
Okay, Owen's fan is currently on. Now, he's not even home this afternoon. So, speaking of turning their fans off, I'm going to turn it off now.
Owen's fan. Owen's room. On. Button.
Now, one thing with these states, I find, I'm normally going to come off the
Lachlan's
state
fan.
And
Lachlan,
go back
Owen's
on
fan,
again.
Owen's room. Off. Button.
To reread the state, all right? So, next item.
Lachlan's fan. Lachlan's room. On. Button.
Oh, geez, look at that. Lachlan's fan's on as well. Turn
Lachlan's
it off.
Fan. Lachlan's room. On. Button.
And go to the right.
Ellen's lamp,
go back to
master
left.
Lachlan's fan, Lachlan's room, off button.
Beautiful, now that's off.
Ellen's lamp, master bedroom, off button.
Master bedroom lamp's off.
27.0 degrees, temperature, lounge room,
and
off
and we're back
button.
Down to my items to do with the weather stations, etc. All right, so a bit of a quick whiz around of the Home app. And of course, all these items, again, are accessible on my iPhone and my iPad and my HomePod and my Apple Watch. All right, so let me just close that down. Command Q.
Finder, applications, window.
And let me do the news one. So I'm going to just type in NEWS.
News app application.
Yeah,
the 20th
Commando.
Open. News. Now in news, window, news.
Okay, let me uninteract this because I think it's a toolbar.
Out of toolbar.
Yep. So I don't know why it went straight into the toolbar. That was a bit odd. Anyway, so let's go to the right now.
Heading, Apple News, the 3rd of January.
So Apple News is the heading, 3rd of January.
Channels, topics and stories, search text field, press control, option, space to begin editing.
Stories.
Table of contents, scroll area.
Table of contents, scroll area.
News feed, scroll area.
And news feed, scroll area. Let me interact with the news feed.
In news feed, scroll area, heading, top stories.
So I've got top stories as the heading. Now, remember again, I've previously already set all these items up. And as I said at the beginning, I'm not going to get in this demo, I'm going to go through how to actually set these things up as I did with the Home app. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Chosen by the Apple News editors. Video, ABC News, man dead after being stabbed in the neck with a knife at Scientology Center. Two men stabbed at Scientology. Yahoo Lifestyle Australia, Olivia Newton-John breaks silence on death report. CNN, China Lunar Rover success. 10 Daily, commentators exit. Video, Nine Honey celebrity, Billy Moore top stories. Button.
As I can tell, I'm just sort of like scrolling through these with the VR writing trips right at the moment.
Heading for you.
Heading for you.
Recommendations based on topics and channels you read. News.com or Burgess's shock split from wife. Sat9news.com or teen takes his own life after video. ABC News, US teenager charged with murder. ABC News, it's upsetting. Best jet nightmares. The Verge, Apple says cheap battery replacements hurt iPhone sales. The easier it is to replace a battery, the less willing people are to buy a new iPhone. 6 hours ago.
Okay, now if I wanted to read that particular item, I can do VA spacebar.
The Verge, Apple heading, Apple News the 3rd of January. Heading, Apple says cheap battery replacements hurt iPhone sales.
And then I can do VOA.
Heading, Apple says cheap battery replacements hurt iPhone sales. News, heading, the easier it is to replace a battery, the less willing people are to buy a new iPhone. By Shannon Lai, vertical line, January 2nd, 2019, 5:51 p.m. Image. Photo by James Baham / The Verge. Apple just revealed it's expecting a $9 billion loss in revenue due to weak iPhone demand that's partly caused by more people replacing their batteries, according to a letter issued by CEO Tim Cook addressed to investors. Last year, Apple admitted it was throttling older iPhone models to compensate for degrading batteries that caused the phones to sometimes
shut. We know. Okay, and if I press escape.
Heading, Apple News the 3rd of January.
I've gone back to that.
Channels, topics, table of contents, scroll, news feed, scroll area.
Interact with my news feed. Yeah. And what I normally find is I tend to sort of scroll through these and get to the one I want and then start reading more on it, like I just did that with that previous one. Okay, so that's basically the news app. So let me come on and queue out of that one.
Quick Finder, applications, window.
Okay, and finally for this demo, let me just type in voice.
Voice memos app application.
There we go. Voice the 29th memos, of November. Commando. Open.
Voice memos. Now in voice memos, window, toolbar.
And again, as we know, just coming off that news app, of course you can access that on iOS as well. If I now go in the VR Writer in
search,
the
search
voice
text field, press recordings table, scroll area.
Okay, recordings table, interact.
In recordings table, scroll area, home, the 16th of October 2018.
So that was the 16th of October 2018. Of course, these are primarily coming off my iPhone at the moment. Now, if we want to play any one of these, let me just play the one from Owen's initial speech therapy session a couple of years ago.
RBS, the Owen, the 21st of March 2017.
Now, to play it, I've got to do VR spacebar first to select
Owen,
it.
The 21st.
And then I can do spacebar now to play it.
Play / pause recording.
The 23rd of March. Tuesday. Almost everybody was back at school today. Slimy got himself back together.
Play / pause recording.
And I just press play again. And it's just amazing how well his speech has now improved since that initial recording. And I've kept it. Because sometimes when he gets a bit discouraged, when he's doing his speech therapy now, I replay this one back to him and he's absolutely amazed about how well he's improved. All right, so let me do a new recording now. So if I go to the
menu bar, Apple,
and go across,
voice memos, file,
come down,
file, menu 5, start new recording command, N.
So I've got start new recording command N.
Play / pause recording space.
Play / pause, that was space, that was after I did VO space bar, of course.
Duplicate command, D.
Duplicate.
Rename ellipsis.
Rename.
Close command, W.
Close
command.
And that's it. All right, so.
Closing menu.
Come out
record
of there.
Button.
And let me do command N for recording.
Start new recording.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. And I should be able to just press enter now. Oh, that's right, I can't do that, can't just press enter. Jump to the bottom of the window.
Done button.
And press VO spacebar and done.
21 Avenue 2, 4:38 p.m, duration, 28 seconds. Selected button.
Okay, so that's the one I just recorded, so if I press the spacebar because it's already selected.
Play / pause recording.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. And I should be able to just press enter now. Oh, that's right. I can't do that. Can't just press enter. Jump to the bottom of the window.
Done button.
And press VO spacebar and done. So remember, basically, the trick with the recordings for the initial table stuff's in there already. You've got to do VO spacebar first to select it and then space to play it or pause it. and then Command N for new recording, and then find the done button, and then just VO spacebar, of course, using VoiceOver to stop the recording. And then, of course, you can play it back to yourself again. Just prove that it actually comes up on the iPhone. I've just got my iPhone here. Open voice memo.
Voice memos.
So I'll go to the top of my screen.
Search. 20th Avenue, 4:38 p.m. Duration, 28 seconds.
And button. If I double tap on that.
Actions available. Selected. 24 Niwira Avenue. Text field.
That was the name of the actual recording. Of course, my current location.
4:38 p.m. Duration. Track position. I'm just 0 seconds. More actions. Rewind 15 sec. Play. Button.
And double tap.
Pause.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away. And I did just turn the volume up. Never to be seen again. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if you'd like to come inside and see if
you
can tell me. 2-finger double tap to stop because we know it's worked. Okay, let me just come out by activating home.
FaceTime.
So there we go. That's 3 very useful applications that I use all the time on my Mac. I use the home app every single day to check on particularly the boys' fans. I use the news app, again, if I'm working on my Mac, particularly if I'm doing editing podcasts, to check up with the news. And, of course, I use the Voice Memos app to do quick recordings for myself or my boys, depending on what we're doing. So all of them together come in really handy. I can stay on my Mac and do all the iOS-y things, such as news, home, and recording, and staying on one device rather than having to pick up my iPhone all the time. But anyway, that'll do for this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.